Hello, and welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am a licensed clinical nutritionist with years of experience helping people determine their health outcomes with nutritional support. Right now, I'm going to be talking to you about vitamin E. It is very commonly deficient in so many individuals. Sometimes you may have been told that, no, you don't need to supplement with vitamin E, or possibly you may have been reading that 200 IUs a day is sufficient to maintain normal levels of vitamin E within your body. Well, you don't want just normal levels. You want optimized levels of vitamin E. And unfortunately, as I said, deficiency is very, very common. The reason you want to be attentive to your vitamin E status is it is associated with so many different functions and activities, interactions with other nutrients in your body. So supporting your vitamin E status is very, very important. It's an antioxidant. What does it do as an antioxidant? It prevents damage to normal functioning cells. When there is free radical damage to a cell, eventually the cell function is reduced and reduced and reduced, and ultimately the cell is so damaged it does not function anymore. When there's wholesale free radical damage because of the absence of antioxidant nutrients, you have whole systems of your body that begin to dysfunction. And that ultimately translates into a symptom and possibly ultimately translates into a diagnosis of a disease state or a deficiency state or dysfunction. In addition to acting as a protective substance to the cell, it also stabilizes the cell membrane. In supporting vitamin E presence in the membrane of the cell, you offer a very particular protective benefit to the function of that cell. Stable, intact, functional cell membranes are critical to function throughout your body. It's part of how your immune system works. Because of the effect it has on your blood chemistry, it enhances circulation and helps to protect your heart from the development of cardiovascular disease. Vitamin E is very, very critically important for vision health. It helps to protect against cataracts. It helps to protect against macular degeneration. So you can see the very, very diverse activities that vitamin E produces within the body. Some of the symptoms that you might have of a vitamin E deficiency would possibly be your skin and hair aren't as healthy and vibrant looking as they used to be. And you may be very surprised that by supporting vitamin E presence, there is a new level of vitality and health that's visible in your skin and in your hair. Vitamin E is associated in an indirect way with the development of anemia because it is interacting with the health of your red blood cells, maintaining, again, that cellular membrane, maintaining oxygenation within the red blood cell. If that is not occurring, then you are at increased risk for developing anemia. It is associated with bruising. Sometimes, in addition to infertility and hormone disruption that is may be associated with symptoms of PMS, possibly menopausal symptoms of hot flashes, possibly, as I mentioned, infertility, Vitamin E is crucially important both for men and women for that overall generalized hormonal support. I mentioned your skin is in need of vitamin E presence, and when there's a deficiency, you are at greater risk for eczema and psoriasis and those changes in the chemistry of your skin. And that is so, so important when we're concerned about our appearance. Perhaps I am thinking of, I have to stop. Wound healing may be an issue for you, and possibly you know that the importance of vitamin C, the mineral zinc for wound healing, but you may not be so aware of the importance of vitamin E with regard to wound healing. Perhaps you're involved with some sort of sport or physical activity, and you depend on strong muscle function. And maybe you are beginning to lose that incredibly important muscle strength. That could very much be traced back to a vitamin E deficiency. So you can see skin, hair, the quality of your blood, muscles, your hormonal balance, the quality of your vision, all very much related to the presence of vitamin E. Where can you get some vitamin E? Well, my suggestion is certainly to consider a high-quality vitamin E supplement, a whole vitamin E supplement that would include all of the tocopherols and hopefully all of the tocotrienols. It's expensive, but it is well worth the price. And if you don't want to go to a supplement form for your vitamin E, eggs, including the yolk. So high quality egg choices, organic whole eggs, nuts and seeds, very, very full of vitamin E content. Certain cold pressed oils, walnut oil, almond oil are just some of the choices. Grapeseed oil. Then sweet potatoes, an absolutely delicious and filling addition to your diet. Avocados, excellent, excellent choice to support your vitamin E status. And that's what you need to know about vitamin E.